Tantor Audio presents Friendship by Emily Gould, narrated by Amy Rubinate. I knew, sitting there, that I might be a real nihilist, that it wasn't always just a hip pose, that I drifted and quit because nothing meant anything, no one choice was really better, that I was, in a way, too free, or that this kind of freedom wasn't actually real. I was free to choose whatever because it didn't really matter. But that this, too, was because of something I chose. I had somehow chosen to have nothing matter. The point was that, through making this choice, I didn't matter either. I didn't stand for anything. If I wanted to matter, even just to myself, I would have to be less free, by deciding to choose in some kind of definite way, even if it was nothing more than an act of will. David Foster Wallace, The Pale King. Can I handle the seasons of my life? Stevie Nicks, Landslide. 1. The temp agency's application was only 4 pages long, but somehow Bev hadn't managed to fill it out. She'd told herself that she would do it on the subway on the morning of the interview, but then the train was so crowded that it was impossible even to reach into her bag to get the form. Also, J.R. Pinkman was in her subway car, waving to her from his own packed corner. She smiled. It was nice to see someone she knew in this context, to be reminded of who she was underneath her costume. "Dress corporately," the woman at the temp agency had told her in an email, and now she was riding the B train at 8:30 a.m., in a taupe trench coat over a jacket and skirt that were slightly different shades of black.